blast off.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codus, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codus. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm thankful and blessed, Jolene. It's been a hell of a day. We're going to get started. Well, at least we're not muted no more. I'm going to get started with those days. Shirley Wiedendahl, happy birthday to you. And then TJ Lidficate, he's down there in Pikeville, Kentucky. He used to be something down there. I can't remember what he was, the mayor or something, but now, I mean, he lost the last election. Then we've got Artie Dean Harris. Happy birthday to you, Artie Dean. He's a musician. And he also works at Paul Davis Restorations of Louisville. Then Hugh Mason McKay, happy birthday to you, Mason. We call him Mason. And then Marilyn Massey Roberts down there in Clay County. Dan Cicillo is Neptune. He's out there in the sunny state of California. Then Becky Thomas. She's down there in Berea, and that is the famous Randy Hayes that played for Keith Whitley's sister, not Becky now. Becky's Randy's sister. Then we have Miss Tiona Teresa Patterson, and why is she special? Man, I'll tell you why she's special. Her son is Patrick Patterson. I think he used to play for the University of Kentucky, but he actually plays for the Toronto Raptors now. And things, and so today's his mother's birthday. Great lady. Then Gina Carpenter, happy birthday to you, Miss Gina. Frank Campbell, happy birthday to you, Frank. And then Casey Goldwater, happy birthday to you. Man, that was a lot. That's all my Facebook family and friends' birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
Yes, I have a belated birthday from yesterday, Paulette Ambergie. And today's birthday is Larry Huff. So happy birthday, guys.
Well, today, man, it's not 80. It was 80 yesterday and sunny. But today it's a little windy, 43 and sunny. So, I mean, it's a 40-something, from yesterday, from this time, we was at 80 to 43 today. That's over a half,
I know. That's a big drop.
Big drop.
And here in Texas, it's 60 and sunny. When I got up this morning, it was 34. So it's came a long way today.
Oh, yeah.
But last week, we had all 80-degree weather, too, which was gorgeous. But I think that's pretty much gone now.
I'm seeing the people... my family, I've even seen it right here in Kentucky. Like in Clay County earlier today, it was snowing. Up in Daytona, Ohio, it was snowing. Up in Michigan, it's sleeting and snowing. John Kalawoski, I think he's in Pennsylvania. He was showing some snow pictures. I've seen a few snow pictures from Colorado, so it's like, yeah, it's coming.
Did you say Daytona? Did you say Daytona?
Daytona, Ohio, I think. Or Dayton, Dayton. It's Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, okay. Because you said Daytona, that's Florida.
Yeah.
Had me wondering there, Coldest. But, yeah, a lot of people get snow. A friend of mine out in Nebraska the other night, they got 4 inches.
Well, usually by this time of year, Phil Vasquez, he's usually showing snow pictures, but now I haven't even seen, and he's the first one to usually share them and show them, but now I've not seen Phil share any snow or any snow pictures this year so far.
Yeah, Michigan, they're up there, especially around the Great Lakes. They really have a lot of, they have a rough winter, a lot of snow and all that, seems like.
Yeah, and usually, like I say, Phil Vasquez, he's, you know, he's with 1212. He usually has a lot on there, but
yeah.
I mean, I've not even seen the first one that he should even share. But
it's been mild everywhere.
Yeah, I think it was, Jolene. I'm not going to gripe about it.
Did
it just means that to me.
Well, about the forest fires. The forest fires, are they still raging, or did you get anybody get them under control?
It's my understanding they have had some relief from a little bit of rain down there. I have also been reading from some of my people in Hazard that, you know, a lot of this is people setting these fires.
That's horrible.
You know, you know, I mean, and I know there probably is. I mean, as a joke, some of it's probably as a joke, and some of it is probably accidental, you know. But, I mean, the whole state, I think, is under a burn ban.
Well, you know, that's a pretty bad joke. You know, if you're going to play a joke, make sure it's funny, not destroying property.
Oh, absolutely, Jolene. Absolutely. It's like, you know, I mean, well, and not only that, you could be jeopardizing somebody's life because, and the reason I say that is because I've got family members that they've been trying to go to work, trying to get out, and I mean, it's just been so bad that you can't even barely see the road, like your hand in front of your face, you know.
Well, just think about all the breathing problems that it could cause. And not only that, look at the, you know, the animals in the forest, you know, leaves them homeless and probably kills a lot of them. That's just, I don't know, it's sad. And even, you know, just flicking a lit cigarette at a car window can start a blaze.
Yeah, absolutely. At this time of year, it sure can. I always put my cigarettes out and put them in my pocket if there's no worse to, you know, and make sure the fire's out and put them in my pocket if there's not a trash can or something. It's like I do, you know, my purse or whatever. I will not even, I'm a very responsible smoker. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
I don't think so. Hey, Jolene. That term wintertime down here is shit.
What is
the
weather?
But it rained. I am so grateful for the rain. And I knew the rain would bring in the cold weather.
We haven't had any of the rain yet, Paula.
We had maybe a half an inch. That's not much, but it still settled the dust. But it's still a drought.
Right. They're even, I mean, in the tobacco barns, they're even having to use water and spray the tobacco to bring the tobacco into case. The tobacco is so dry in the barns. So, I don't know. We're sending out still prayers for Willie Nelson. I guess he's still under the weather. Paula, have you found out what he's sick from? Is it a virus?
I haven't found out nothing yet, but I've been asking around.
Yeah, I'm like you. I mean, of course, Willie Nelson is such a private person, you know, really.
Right. And he might just really want to mourn the loss of his good friends, you know.
Well, that's what I was thinking, Paula.
Just time for himself.
Yeah, I know that he has to be devastated about that, and there's never been a statement came from him yet on the loss of Leon Russell. And I'm like you. I mean, maybe he just needed time, you know, I mean, because they were close. They were close. They were.
Right.
You know, and I'm and he's lost, you know, and right before that he lost, you know, Merle Haggard. I mean, you know, so I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. They
well, what
20 years of my mother dying. I just realized that earlier today.
Oh, really, Paula?
Yeah. Like the
what's
Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow is my father's birthday. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's my daddy's birthday. It's funny, I posted a picture. I mean, I had a friend of mine, a picture of my mother and father when they first met. It was our first picture together, and a friend of mine, oh, my God, it's untelling how old this picture is. If I'm 52, and it's before I was born, so we already know the picture's over 52 years old. You know what I'm saying? And it was black and white, and he's added some color to it and touched it up because, I mean, it's just been through hell because I think my father packed it in his billfold for years and years and years. And that's the only picture there is of that in the world. And I was able, fortunate enough to get it, and he fixed it for me. So it's like, man, what a great picture. What a blessing.
Yeah, it turned out really nice, too. It's a good picture.
Yeah, he done good. He done a good job. He did. He's really good on that. I mean, he can take any old picture, and I mean, it had cracks and everything in it. You know, he's good at it. You know, he doesn't do it a whole lot anymore because I mean, he got to doing it in Facebook, and then got to saying, you know, he was copywriting pictures because he was adding color to them, and he wasn't copywriting them. He was just playing around coloring on them. You know, it's like coloring book except it's real. Pictures, you know.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, that's something that I'm sure a lot of people appreciate, just like you.
Yes, yes, Jolene. So, I mean, so now he's got to where he'll only do it for personal people and things because, you
right.
know, people, so many people started complaining. And, you know, and it's like, you know, Facebook is just stupid like that. You know, every time I turn around, I see a friend. That's been blocked, banned, or something, you know. I mean, Jimmy D. Lawson's just now got his page back again, which is kind of stupid. And then I'm seeing even people saying that, you know, people are stealing other people's identity, you know, and things. And it's like, you know, Facebook is contacting them and, like, locking them out of their accounts and stuff until they verify that it's really them. Like, man.
I don't understand. What is the point in stealing somebody else's account? That's ridiculous. Why? I don't get it.
I have no idea what's wrong with the evilness of this country, you know.
I hear a lot of background noise.
I'm driving. I'll mute me.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, Paul's driving. And we want to give a big shout out to Frank Harris for being on the show with us yesterday, and a big shout out to Ernie out there in Twitterland. Big shout out to you, Ernie. We appreciate you. That's cool. Let's see. As far as events, I think we've got. What have we got coming up? We've got Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. Thanksgiving is Thursday, but tonight at the Cresso Theater in Bardstown, you've got Chuck Porter that's going to be live there from 8 to 10 tonight. And then DJ Hootie Hoos coming up on November the 26th and 27th at the U.S. Lounge in 9302 Blue Lick Road in Louisville, Kentucky. They're also doing a toy drive. And then you've got Vessel and Fat Box is going to be at Cosmic Charlie's. That's December the 3rd. Finally, we've got a new address for Cosmic Charlie's new location. Their new location is 388 Woodland Avenue in Lexington. That's their new venue. They've moved. And then December the 7th. At 5:00, the 70th birthday bash of Blackie Effing White. Tickets are $10. Then Gina Daughtry has a court date coming up. It's on December the 8th at 8:30 to 1. She's going to be live on that day as she takes a stand for all people that's going through judicial branch of government, knowledge of power, our people die to ignorance. Child support is the devil because it hinders one's way of living. Judges should, in my opinion, order the parents to take counseling before assessing taxes on people's bonds. I'm no slave, and my children will not be slaves to a system that is designed to help the people, but is hypocritically contradicting itself for personal gain. Tune in, folks. 5 years and running. Yeah, 5 years. I mean, she's been fighting this for 5 years. Sally O's going to be there. Sally O's going to be there. Gina Daughtry. Yeah, yeah, I'm definitely trying to put myself on this going. Yeah, it is. It is a shame, Jolene, you know. You know, it's just like tomorrow is supposed to be our day to see my grandchildren again tomorrow, but we don't get to see them now, they say, until December the 4th because it's their anniversary, and they've got a life also. And, you know, and it's like I'm thinking, okay, dude, you know, you're the same dick that just told my oldest grandson the last visit that if he didn't listen to you, then you wouldn't allow him to see us anymore. I mean, how do you tell a fucking 5-year-old kid that, 6-year-old kid? How do you tell it that? You know, and you're what? 57 years old, you know.
Shows what kind of person he is in my book.
Right, and then, you know, it's like, okay, well, we're sorry that the visit falls on your anniversary. Get somebody else, you know, to be there. You know, it doesn't have to be you, whoever the fuck y'all want to
pick. That's not the point. That wasn't the point. They're just hateful that way.
Yeah, you know. And so what do you do? What do you do about it? I mean, you know, you can't just slap them back into court every fucking time. I mean, this is the second damn time this has happened, you know.
Well, you know, if they couldn't do it tomorrow, then they should have done it today. Or they could have done it
right
the day after. You know, you see,
right,
they're just being
evil,
contrary, want to, yeah, just trying to hurt you. That's all, trying to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, and then you say that you're a minister. I mean, you know, he's the elder of his chapter of the Lexington Bikers for Christ is what their bikersforchrist.org is, their website. He's right on there. Mm-hmm.
Well, even bikers aren't that hateful.
Yeah, no shit.
Not the ones that I know. Let alone, you know,
right,
bikers for God, they're about love and compassion. What happened to that? He sounds like he's the
right
part of a totally different church.
Yeah, I don't know. If that's what you've got for elders, I damn sure don't want to be near your church, you know.
Yeah,
it's
really
like, wow. I don't know,
it's
crazy.
Shame. Yeah, it is.
It is. It's sad, you know, especially when it should be about the child. It's not about jackass grown-ups, you know. It's about the child, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's sad shit. I don't know. Seems like it's all messed up, and I've already seen that the court system don't give a shit about the system. So, I'm gonna try my best to be there, Regina. So anybody else that can try to be there, try to be there. And I'll share the page up on the thing to share around out there. Because, I mean, I think, hell, more people to be there to, you know, give her some kind of support, you know, to make the court, see, you know, what they're doing is wrong. You know, there's just wrong on how, you know, I'm not hearing in nobody's case about what's in the best interest of the child.
Right.
How is
because
the child
they don't
doing
care.
In school?
It's the,
you know,
best interest that lines their pockets. It's nothing about anything else. That's it, man.
Right, and to me, I want to know what's the child involved in, how is the child's health, you know, is there any kind of needs that the child might need? How's the child handling this? You know, it's not about any of these fucking grown-ups, you know. To me, it's all about the child. I don't know, they miss it somehow. We're going to take a break, though. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Ryan. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go, folks.
Yep, that's bad.
Yeah. Even though it's pretend.
They're getting off of work, I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, what a badass little song it is. Thank you, Don Mueller. Paula had shared this to where Monistat weed killer is found in alarming amounts in Cheerios, Stacy's pita chips, and more. Monistat weed killer, which is the weed killer, is like Roundup or something like that.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, let's see if we can listen to it. Let's see. Wait, just need wait to see if I can get it's 4 minutes and something. Let's see. Here we go.
America Tonight. There is a new report out from Food Democracy Now! And the Detox Project, and they have found alarming levels of the chemical glyphosate. Now, the report says glyphosate is in many of America's most popular foods. Folks, this is a weed killer, glyphosate. And it was classified by the World Health Organization as a probable human carcinogen. Joining me now to talk about this is Dave Murphy, his founder and executive director at Food Democracy Now!, who issued the report. Dave, good to have you on tonight. Tell us, how dangerous is glyphosate? How dangerous is it?
Sure. Listen, glyphosate, you know, it's the main chemical ingredient in Roundup, Monsanto's best-selling weed killer Roundup. And the issue is the glyphosate use has exploded in the last 20 years because farmers in the U.S. and around the world have adopted genetically engineered crops, Roundup-ready crops that are engineered to survive being sprayed with large amounts of glyphosate, this weed killer. The problem really is, and we found this in these studies, we really had no idea where we were going to find or how much we were going to find, But it's very shocking that the largest, the highest level that we found is in Cheerios, you know, General Mills Cheerios, which is one of the first cereals that a mother feeds their child at between ages 6 months and a year. And those levels found in Cheerios, which are 1,125.3 parts per billion, are simply off the charts. And the question really is, what is the U.S. government doing to protect the American people? And the quick answer to that is it appears not much, unfortunately.
And when you look at the major food groups that it ends up in, how alarming is this? Should Congress take a second look at this?
Listen, you know, glyphosate has been on the market for 40 years. And you look at what we did is a year and a half long investigation into the scientific research that the EPA accepted. We also studied the research that the EU, the European Union, used to determine what were the safe levels, what they're called as acceptable daily intake or ADI levels, that the U.S. federal government allows. The U.S. government's number is almost six times higher than the EU, even though they relied on the same safety studies or the safety assessments to determine that level. So what we found in this new study with an FDA-certified laboratory, shockingly, the highest amounts that we found in this – this is really a first round of testing to understand how widespread Monsanto's wheat killer is in our food supply. I'm from a small town in Iowa, and I'll just say this. It's the most widely used chemical in the Midwest, and the problem with that is – Iowa has the highest rates of cancer. And like you said, last year, the World Health Organization, the most credible health organization on the planet, 17 of their scientists reviewed glyphosate and determined that it was a class 2A probable carcinogen. Now, ironically, Monsanto responds to these leading scientific experts and calls it junk science. And they say that they're activist scientists, which is shocking. Even worse is the U.S. federal government's response. The EPA basically said they've agreed with Monsanto. And that is, of course, after Monsanto had two or three meetings behind closed doors and showed all their scientific evidence. The real problem is, though, the data that Monsanto submits for these safety assessments in the 1970s and 80s and now 90s is out of date. Even worse is the fact that they're allowed to hide that data from the American public and even the scientific community. So you can't really properly assess the safety of a chemical if half the data is hidden from the scientific community.
Interesting.
We're just calling for a further investigation from the EPA. And here's the thing. So you asked about the food levels. What we really found is in 2014, General Mills Cheerios removed GMOs from Cheerios. So now we have the highest level on a product that does not contain GMOs, but it's because there's pre-harvest spraying of Roundup on oats and on barley and wheat. To basically, it's a pre-harvest drying agent to get that crop off a farmer's field and sold to the market as soon as possible.
There's no doubt a domino effect to all of this. Dave Murphy, founder and creator, executive director of Food Democracy Now!, appreciate your time tonight. I'm sure there'll be more research on all of this. Thanks so much.
All right, why ain't that criminal? Why is that not criminal? You know,
and you wonder why everybody's ate up with cancer. Right there, the prime reason. And
right.
I just don't see how that's allowed. I just do not see how that's allowed. You know, at one time years ago, I thought that our food was to be protected before it was put on our tables. You know, we're supposed to know that it's safe.
I pray over every bite I eat. I pray over every bite I eat because it's poison. I know it's poison. So I pray over every bite I put in my mouth, I pray over it.
It's scary.
Thank you.
You don't know what you're eating. You do not know what you're eating.
Yeah. You don't. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula. Thank you so much, my co-host, Miss Jolene. Thank everybody out there. God bless everybody. Love you people. We'll be back tomorrow, and I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Have a good weekend. Bye, everybody.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse.
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.